Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, we don't have a guest. I've asked a couple people, and most of them seem to be out sick right now and can't really do a show right this minute. I asked Keyframe, and she's sick. And, well, everybody is sick every now and then, so... And we're hoping that she gets better soon. And I would like to wish her a happy birthday this month, as far as I can remember. Keyframe's birthday should be this month sometime. I'm not really sure of the day. So I want to either wish you a belated, a happy birthday, or, you know, a happy birthday in the future. And Golden Fox, I asked him, but I guess he's taking care of Keyframe right now, so I haven't heard anything about that either. So anyway... So we have another show without any guests. And, anywho, we're going to try to, right now I'm trying to get into the chat room that's on here. And see if anybody's on in the chat room right now. Yeah, no, I didn't think so. But hopefully, you know, I might get some people up here. I've told everybody on Twitter. I've told people on Google Plus. They should be here, maybe. But anyhow. But anyway, I found out today that it's going to be official. My Little Pony will be back March 26th. Now, season 6, episode 1 is probably going to be a two-parter, more than likely, from what I can see of it. Cadence and Shining Armor have had their foal, and she is an Alicorn princess, the very first Alicorn princess that I know of being born. But like I said before in some of my other shows, we know that Princess Celestia and Princess Luna were both born Alicorns. We have no backstory on Princess Cadence. We don't know if she went through the School of Magic and they made her an Alicorn. But it just goes to reason. It's what it boils down to, if an Alicorn is pregnant, you know, pardon the expression, for those of you who don't like the word pregnant, if the foal is going to be a female, it's going to be a princess. It's going to come out to be an Alicorn. I was What would have blown my mind a little bit more would have been if it was a male alicorn. Now, that's one thing we haven't had on the show yet, and I'm looking for it one of these days. I mean, equal opportunity, you know. And evidently, according to what I've seen in some of the spoilers, she's already flying and using her magic, and it's like, it's season six in the opener seems to be, it's gonna be one of those what the fuck type deals, you know? It's gonna be like, okay, what's going on here? You know, but being an alicorn, you know, she's gonna be, you know, using her magic and everything. But you guys will have to see the previews, and for those of you who don't like spoilers, you know, don't. But I'm just giving you a heads up ahead of time to, you know, get you prepared for it. And she got some big old wings too. Got the wings of a B-52 bomber, I swear to God. little body, big ass wings. But oh my goodness. But I think season six opener is going to be pretty decent. I think that the opener is going to have a lot of views to it. Unfortunately, I can't view it on regular TV because I got satellite, and the satellite is basically paid for by my landlord, and he only allows, you know, certain channels to be on. I'm lucky I get the Cartoon Network or, you know, something like that there. It's like, but anyway, I don't get the Discovery Family channel. I get the Discovery Channel, not the Discovery Family. But that's just the way it goes sometimes. And you know, it's, I mean, if I want to pay more in rent, I'd have to put the satellite. Well, actually, if I wanted to pay more bills, I'd have to buy, you know, take over a satellite. And it's like, no, I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm having a hard enough time as it is trying to pay my phone bill and my rent and having two jobs, you know. But so it is. But season six seems to be one of those, and I think everybody's gonna be watching. I'm gonna be waiting for some of the analysis personnel to put it up on their channel on YouTube, and I'll watch it from there. The blind commentaries and stuff like that there, I'll watch it from there. Because, you know, it gives them a little bit more in the way of likes and what have you. And I do that to just about all. I mean, right now, I just finished, you know, all last five seasons. You know, I watched it over Cobalt Skies, yep, channel. And, you know, I can't get regular, so I do that. And yes, I am rambling on because without a guest, I have no way of, you know, bringing up certain things that I want to talk about. And it's always nice to talk about it with someone else who's on air, you know. So, but I will keep trying, and I will try to succeed, and maybe by Tuesday. I'm hoping to have another show up on Tuesday for the Wolf's Den. But you know, I figure Saturday afternoons. You know, nobody's at school, everybody's at home. Unfortunately, not a lot of people are listening in. But like I said, I'm sitting here, I'm watching the chat. I'm on air watching this. I shouldn't even be doing it that way. I should be talking more about, you know. But I've already talked about a lot of things about My Little Pony, what I think future episodes are going to be, and everything else. And saying the same thing over and over and over again tends to be a little bit boring for some people. That's why I'm not getting a lot of people coming in and listening to the program. And like I said before, trust me, I've been trying my best to, you know, get at least some people to come on as a guest, but when you're new at this, well, I'm not really new at it. I mean, I've had the, when I did the animation, well, actually, the Wolf's Den started way back in, when I first started doing animation, and, or else, you know, when I first started doing, yeah, it was back when I first started doing animation on GoAnimate, I was on Tiny Chat, and I had my own radio station there, little one, and all the GoAnimators used to come up, and I'm changing my, you know, station to be TWOL off the Wolf, and I figured I'd go on as Timberwolf, and I brought up the Wolf's Den. And people liked it. I can't lie. And but always got to have one of those people who says something and just to be mean and what have you, and I kind of like canceled the show. I mean, I just shut the show right down because he was, and he had a lot of friends there too. And it was like if I were to, you know, say something mean or something like that there, everybody would have left anyway. So I sat there and I said, well, what the heck? Let's just shut down the show, teach them all a lesson. You know, I only want people up here who respect the show. Not somebody who's going to come up here and criticize, especially when he has a lot of friends up here, you know, and I try, you know, doing stuff like that. And, but anyway, the Wolf's Den went from, you know, Tiny Chat, then I went to GoAnimate. I had a couple shows there, actually about four or five shows off of there, animated-wise. Then I lost my GoAnimate because they took away the Go Plus, and I wasn't going to pay any more for, you know, the more expensive stuff when I was paying $6 a month. And to go from $6 a month to go to a business account at $25 a month, no, I wasn't going to do that. So I just let them cancel my subscription there, and I went over to Plotagon. And unfortunately, I can't do a lot of stuff like I used to do on GoAnimate on the Plotagon, but the Plotagons are a little bit better. For those of you who haven't seen any of my animation, you know, please, you know, check with me. Go to my YouTube page. It's www.youtube.com/user/Joseph E. Lecky. That's JOSEPHELECKIE for those of you who cannot spell. And it'll take you right straight to my YouTube page. But anyway, I also have another page. See if I can find it here real quick for you. Nope, went the wrong way. I forgot where I put the darn thing. But anyway, it's at, I'll find it here in about a second. I got the Plotagon one there. I'm finding everything else but myvoices.com, acting on the web. Yes, I do like to act. Sing Snap, that's my, where I sing at. Yes, I do sing. And for those of you who haven't heard me singing, here it is. Daily Motion. You can find me at www.dailymotion.com, Lucky Pup Wolfpack Productions. And for those of you who haven't heard me singing any of the pony parody type songs, you can check out the three that I have on my SoundCloud. It'll be soundcloud.com/timberwolf-7. But that's just to give you a little hint on about what I basically do. Which is a lot of everything. But anyway, tonight I was going to do a recording of this. I plan on giving you You might be a brony segment here. And but before I do, we're going to pause for station identification. Please stand by.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF, The Wolf, in the Everfree Forest.
And we're back. And there's a few things I'm thinking about doing with this show. Now, I can pretty much do most anything with this show. I can download it now, and I can... I think I'll put it on my YouTube page, and I'll also probably put it on my Daily Motions page, and I, you know, stuff like that there. But anyhow, like I was saying, I plan on, like I said, I don't have any guests for you tonight, and I told you I was going to give you a little bit more entertainment, and I'm going to put on here, you might be a brony. And now, for those of you who do not know, You Might Be a Brony is basically something I do a reversal of Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Redneck. But anyway, but in my best Jeff Foxworthy voice, I am going to turn around and I am going to do this. So, don't laugh too much. We'll laugh at some of the stuff that... we do and what have you. But anyway, if you have ever attended a Brony convention, if you have ever attended every Brony convention, you might be a Brony. If you refer to your girlfriend, wife, or significant other as your very special some pony, you might be a Brony. If you sing the song Winter Wrap Up while shoveling your sidewalk, you might be a brony. As a matter of fact, I do that myself. Unfortunately, during this winter time, I only sing Winter Wrap Up. I sing Winter's Fucked Up, too. Trust me. If you remove all the photos from your family tree and replace them with pictures of ponies, you might be a brony. Which I think some people would do. If you color and style your hair into the style of your favorite pony, you might be a brony. If you would rather watch My Little Pony Friendship is Magic than go to work, you might be a brony. If your room is filled with My Little Pony items, and I've seen quite a few people's rooms, and they do have a lot of items from My Little Pony, you might be a brony. And here's another good one. If you name or plan to name any of your children after the My Little Pony characters, you might be a brony. Now this, I could see something like this coming up. And anyway, I could just picture some of these names that these people are going to come up with their kids in the future, you know? Hi, my name is Big Mac Johnson. You know? It's like, whoa. And this is what I'm looking for. And now, here's one that I know that people, especially the females, are going to be doing. Please, if you do this, don't say I turned around and told you to do it. If you have made your own cutie mark and had it tattooed to both sides of your flank, you might be a brony. And finally, now this is interesting. I had to write this one up myself. If you think Big Mac should be shipped with Pinkie Pie's younger sister, you might be a redneck brony. And that's about all I have for You Might Be a Brony. And I'd like to say hello to Visual Insanity, who is now in the chat room. I got to say hello to him real quick. Yeah, I figured, I figured, what the heck, do a little Jeff Foxworthy for you, and you might be a brony. I should come up with more of those sometime soon, and I'm going to try to do a comedy show and get all those you might be a bronies out of me. And but hopefully by next time I will have a guest coming in. Why do they call him insane? Okay. We're all a little crazy, But anyway, I hope everybody's ready for season 6 to come up on the 26th. It should be a sight to the very first episode. Like I said, I'm not one for doing spoilers, but that's just the way it happens to be. I had to see the spoiler and what have you. But like I said, the next show will be, like I said earlier, will be on Tuesday, and I hope to have a guest up here by then, because due to the fact that it does get kind of strange and boring. Also, what I plan on doing is I'm trying to make up some more pony related music from original artists. For those of you who have not heard some of my original pony lyric type music or remakes, please refer to, I think it was 2 or 3 shows ago, I put up 2 of my songs. I think one was I changed Margaritaville into Ponyville, and the other one was Pretty Filly. So you guys will have to go back to that episode and find those 2, or go up to my SoundCloud and check out the 3 that I have there, which is Luna, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Twilight Again, which is my biggest one, and Nightmare Moon Arising. But hopefully I plan on getting all those put into a, try to get more made up, so when I don't have a guest on, I will try to put those on, and I'll try to do up some more You Might Be a Brony deals there. This way I can keep everybody entertained. I can keep this station going pretty much, get it more liked in the brony community, because right now, I don't get a lot of listeners. I don't get a lot of fans, but I try to. And I'm sorry, I just burnt myself. I burnt my paw. That's what happens when you smoke and do a live show at the same time. Yes, I will admit I smoke. Sorry. I get very few enjoyments out of life. Hell, if I can't have sex, I can smoke. But anyway, I try to get things done relatively at a quick pace when I have time to do it. I also have another show coming up here at 4 o'clock, but not here. I have my next show on my tinychat, .com, which is also a TWOLF The Wolf show, where we play a lot of pony music parody videos off of YouTube. I host that show for about an hour. So for anybody who wants to, check that out, let me know, and I will give you that address, or I will, for those of you who are on my Google, I will be putting that up on Google, and I'll send you an invitation to come out, and I'll be doing that at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time today, which will be a half hour after this show. Okay, Visual Pony. Visual Pony, who's put on here for visual insanity, says, "Don't hurt yourself." I try not to. Actually, this is the first time I've ever found out how the chat works. So at least I know now people are coming up and listening to me live. I'd like to have a lot more people listen to me live, but that's beside the point. And another thing I like to say, let everybody know is I also have a third show, another show coming up at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 12 p.m. And that is Nights with Timberwolf, and we play music videos up there as well. And the same thing on tinychat.com. I will put that up along with my next show coming up in the next half hour. So if you know of anybody that would like to attend and watch some Pony music videos, I will let just check me out on my Google Plus. For those of you who do not know me on my Google Plus, or you might know somebody that would like to know me on my Google Plus, please let them know. And I will try my very best to fan them back or follow them back and check out what they have to say. Uh-huh. Okay, I just had to check out what the Visual Insanity has to say. He says, "It's always nice to have listeners in a live stream. If it wasn't for his internet being better, he'd do the same thing more regular." Yeah, well, that's true. I've got Windstream. Well, in the United States here, I've got my phone company, Windstream, does all my internet. I got the maximum high-speed internet. Doing the show here, I use the telephone, and I don't. What I'm trying to save up for is a Blue Yeti mic, so I can pretty much do the show over that. It's either do it over the landline, or see, this is the thing about Blog Talk Radio. You either have to do the interviews or the show over telephone or Skype-y. The only problem is I have Skype-y, but to do stuff like that over Skype, you have to pay for it there too, and that's going to cost me quite a bit of money, where it might only cost me 10 cents a minute over the regular phone. Yeah, I plan on getting a Blue Yeti here soon. Some of them are like about $140-some. And I say hello to Crystal 404, I do believe. But you came in kind of late because we're just about ready to end the show here in about 2 minutes. But you can always come back and catch my... actually, I've just been told 90 seconds. the booth is sitting there. But you can always, catch the podcast. This will be pre-recorded. You can re-listen to it on a podcast. For those of you who have missed my little rendition of "You Might Be a Brony," but anyway, I got 60 seconds to go. But anyway, to let y'all know, I will be doing another show here in 30 minutes on tinychat.com, and I will be putting that up on my Google Plus, and I'll be shooting it over to the Twitter section. So people can come by and check out my tinychat.com. It's going to be Pony Music Video Hour. So anyway, until my next show will be Tuesday night. So until Tuesday night, or until you see me in a half hour on Tiny Chat, this is Timberwolf wishing you a great Saturday, and thank you for listening, and I will catch you here in about a half hour on Tiny Chat. And I'll catch you on the flip side. I'll stay on the chat line. I'll catch you in a little bit. Bye-bye.